two suspects in an FBI database. Additional charges have been filed against a 33-year-old Central Point man who was jailed in an unrelated break-in. The loot from the burglary included over $10,000 worth of silver. The sheriff's spokeswoman says none of it has been recovered. I'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital on Highway 10 East, with over 30 years of care to pets and their owners. Our compassionate staff provides quality medicine and surgery to help you with all your small animal concerns. Now offering ultrasound. What's up, Doc?
In Central Wisconsin weather, expect a scattered wintry mix of snow and rain. It's 31 degrees outside, and I'll have the top five teams, the point values from Hour 40, and question one of Hour 42 of Trivia 44 after this Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hey, Doc, this is Cameron from 90 FM. Would you like to do a Trivia Focus?
Yes, sir.
What is your team name?
Baby Got Tapped Back.
Baby Got Tapped Back. How did you end up with that name?
Tapped Back is a curling term. And
what are y'all doing to stay up this year?
We're just kind of switching off with some different shifts.
How would you describe the Oz?
Interesting character, yeah.
If you were Pepe Le Pew, how would you seduce others?
We wouldn't have to, because we're already suspected at it.
They're magnetized towards you, huh?
Exactly, yeah.
All right. Wile E. Coyote uses acne products to try and catch the Roadrunner. What acne product would you use if you had the chance?
The Giant Anvil, for sure.
Gotcha.
Launch of something.
Give me your best Porky the Pig impersonation.
That's all, folks.
Excellent. Who's had the least amount of sleep on your team?
Who? Probably Jeremy.
Danny DeVito, Bill Murray, and the Oz walk into a bar. What happens next?
Wow, that would be so epic. I would assume that everyone would just start buying them all drinks.
What is your team's slogan?
Doing it live.
Could you say that with a British accent?
Doing it live.
Gotcha. What does your team do to stay in peak physical condition?
By drinking lots of beverages.
Awesome. What is the tastiest radio station in the whole universe?
The one, the only 90 FM.
For Trivia Focus, I am Cameron, and thanks for playing Trivia 44.
Trivia Focus is provided by Dairyland Cycle Insurance, a Century Insurance company. To find a local Dairyland Cycle agent or get a quote, visit DairylandCycle.com or call 1-866-324-7952.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSB, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi, available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, Point Nude Beach Summer Wheat Ale is back in season. For non-emergencies, urgent care may be your best option. Find hours and information for the Plover Urgent Care Department at ministryhealth.org. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, for Hour 41 is TFC, I Taught Apocalypse. Once again, the winner of the grocery bag giveaway, TFC, I Taught Apocalypse. To pick up your prize, bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with your team ID number label in it to the 90FM studios located at 1101 Reserve Street. The team standings as of Hour 40. In fifth place, with 5,790 points, is Graduates of a Lesser God. In fourth place, with 6,280 points, is Tin Man. In third place, with 6,825 points, is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In second place, with 7,460 points, is Dad's Computers, 35 Years of Trivia. And in first place, with 7,985 points, is Festivus for the Rest of Us. Here are the point values for questions in hour 40. Question 1 is worth 25 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 15 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 15 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. Once again, question 1 is worth 25 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 15 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 15 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. Moving on to question 1. Of hour 42, sitcom character Mike Biggs claims that prior to meeting his current wife, he would spend many nights at home with his two best friends. What are the names of his two best friends? Once again, question 1 of hour 42. Sitcom character Mike Biggs claims that prior to meeting his current wife, he would spend many nights at home with his two best friends. What are the name of his two best friends? Good luck.
Trivia 44 and Aubrey Giordano.
Welcome back, trivia players. Once again, we are on question 1 of hour 42. Sitcom character Mike Briggs claims that prior to meeting his current wife, he would spend many nights at home with his two best friends. What are the names of his two best friends?
Good luck,
trivia players.
Tracy, wait, I'm with you. Day after day,
you're this way, I get a love and feeling. Come with me. So glad I found you. Come with me. Don't say no. Hold me close, Tracy. Never, never, ever let me go. Ba 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 ba.
Down in the back, I have your answer for question one of hour 42 right now. Sitcom character Mike Briggs claims that prior to meeting his current wife, he would spend many nights alone at home with his two best friends. What are the names of his two best friends? The answer to question one of hour 42, Ho-Ho and Ding Dong. Once again, the answer to question one of hour 42, Ho-Ho and Ding Dong. On to question number two of hour 42. A big screen flick is the story of a young Wall Street lawyer who wants to make millions of dollars and get involved in a get-rich-quick scheme with one of his clients. It involves the 4th of July scheme where people bet on the number 776. What is the name of this movie? Once again, question two of hour 42. A big screen flick is the story of a young Wall Street lawyer who wants to make millions of dollars and get involved in a get-rich-quick scheme with one of his clients. It involves a 4th of July scheme where people bet on the number 776. What is the name of this movie? Good luck, trivia players.
Everything.
Once again, we are on question two of Hour 42. A big screen flick is the story of a young Wall Street lawyer who wants to make millions of dollars and get involved in a get-rich-quick scheme with one of his clients. It involves a 4th of July scheme where people bet on the number 776. What is the name of this movie? Good luck, trivia players.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, please, for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. But if I have to cry to keep you, I don't mind weeping if you will keep you by my side. Can't you cry your face, sweet darling? Oh, don't leave me, girl. Can't you cry your face, baby, baby? Please don't leave me, girl. If I have to sleep on your doorstep all night and day, just to from walking away, let your friends laugh, even this I can stand, cause I wanna keep you any way I can. Ain't the price I pay, sweet darling, please don't leave me, girl. Ain't your price to pay, baby, baby, please don't leave me, girl.
Mike's down in the back. I have your answer for question two of Hour 42. A big screen flick is the story of a young Wall Street lawyer who wants to make millions of dollars and get involved in a get-rich-quick scheme with one of his clients. It involves a 4th of July scheme where people bet on the number 776. What is the name of this movie? That answer is Force of Evil. Once again, the answer to question two of Hour 42, Force of Evil.
You're a stitch.
Oh.
You are a stitch.
Stop it.
Right. Mike's down in the back.
Mike's down. Oh, my gosh. Phone's down. Excuse
That's
me.
Okay. It's okay. It's everybody knew what you were talking about.
It's been a long shift.
Okay, I just want to tell people, look, yes. We're open up for merchandise right now at the studios. Just come on down to the door that you come to register for trivia. And we have all the merchandise up from past years. Everything that we have is upstairs right now, as well as the remainder of this year's merchandise. If you're interested in any of it, stop on down this afternoon, right now or this afternoon. We really, really appreciate your support. We know you don't have to do this. I don't have to write trivia either. Except I don't know what I'd do if I didn't do it.
Yeah, I was going to say, what else are you doing?
Want you to all just come on down and spend a couple of bucks, and we do appreciate it. Right? Everybody on
Absolutely.
Staff here, we just love it and appreciate it.
No, so. And we love that sense of community and everyone coming in. We love to see your faces.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, show your shiny faces, okay? Come on down, and right now I also want to thank the second crew of the University Alumni Association right here at UWSP, underwear with special powers. And they're all out back commemorating the 25th anniversary of the Couch Marathon.
The Couch Marathon.
Couch came in 25 years ago on Trivia Weekend and answered phones for 54 consecutive hours in his pajamas. And right now we have at least a half dozen people back there with their pajamas, including the head operator, Couch's brother, Brant. And he has the leopard skin silk pajamas on.
Ooh.
It's a sight to behold. And so, if you come down and you want to see the pajama crew, come on in and we'll tour you into the back room and show you the people with their pajamas on. Okay?
I was going to say, it's getting hot in here.
Let's do question three.
All right, we are on to question three of hour 42. What is the name of the formula used by a superhero to melt locks, which was provided by the only person who knew both the superhero and his alter ego? Once again, question three to hour 42. What is the name of the formula used by a superhero to melt locks, which was provided by the only person who knew both the superhero and his alter ego? Good luck, trivia players.
Trivia 44 and Aubrey Giordana.
Get ready. I have question three of hour 42. Once again, what is the name of the formula used by a superhero to melt locks, which was provided by the only person who knew both the superhero and his alter ego? Good luck.
Thank you.
on to question five of Hour 42. Speaking of alter egos, what is the alter ego of big screen character Larry Talbot? Once again, question four of Hour 42. Speaking of alter egos, what is the alter ego of big screen character Larry Talbot? Good luck, trivia players.
Well, I've been waiting ever since then. Guess my baby's got another stood up, broken hearted again.
Back, I have your answer right now for question four of Hour 42. Speaking of alter egos, what is the alter ego of big screen character Larry Talbot? That answer is Wolfman. The answer is Wolfman.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery, presenting new Cider Boys Peach County Hard Cider. Thank you.
bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. The University of Wisconsin Stevens Point creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, sustainable, visit UWSU.edu today. And Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department.
And we are on Trivia Players, question 5 of hour 42. Question 5, what is the title? As, quote, America's number one space soldier. Once again, question 5 of hour 42. What is the title and last name of the comic character who is billed as, quote, America's number one space soldier? Trivia players, we are still on question 5 of hour 42. What is the title and last name of the comic character who is billed as, quote, America's number one space soldier?
Bye.
That's right. Phones down. Phones down in the back. I have your answer. Billed as, quote, America's number one space soldier, that would be Major Mars. Once again, Major Mars is the answer to question 5 of our 42. On to question 6 of our 42, a multi-million selling... At least one of the releases featured a prominent banjo solo. What is the name of this song? Once again, question 6 of our 42, a multi-million selling hit song first charted 3 times in 1927 and 6 times in 1948. At least one of the releases featured a prominent banjo. What is the name of this song? Good luck, trivia players. Welcome back, trivia players. Once again, we are on question 6 of our 42. A multi-million selling hit song first charted 3 times in 1927 and 6 times in 1948. At least one of the releases featured a prominent banjo solo. What is the name of this song? Good luck, trivia players.
This tired city was somebody's dream. Thank you.
phones down, phones down. Please put your phones down in the back. I have your answer right now to question six of Hour 42. A multi-million selling hit song first charted three times in 1927 and six times in 1948. At least one of the releases featured a prominent banjo solo. What is the name of this song? That answer is I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover. Once again, the answer to Hour 42, question six, I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover. On to question seven of Hour 42 of Trivia 44. Designers and owners of a prominent golf course honored a famous author who once lived nearby by naming the holes after elements and the title of one of his most famous books. What is the name of the golf course? Once again, question seven of Hour 42. Designers and owners of a prominent golf course honored a famous author who once lived nearby by naming the holes after elements and the title of one of his most famous books. What is the name of this golf course? Good luck, trivia players.
Trivia 44 and Aubrey Giordana.
Once again, we are on question 7 of our 42 trivia players of Trivia 44. Here we go once again. Designers and owner of a prominent golf course honored a famous author who once lived nearby by naming the holes after elements and the title of one of his most famous books. What is the name of this golf course?
On the bank of the river. On the other side of the river stood his lovely Indian maid. Little white dove was of her name. Such a lovely sight to see. But their tribe but with each other, so their love could never be. Running there, love little white dove, with a love big as the sky. Running there, love little white dove, with a love that couldn't die. He couldn't swim the raging river, 'cause the river was too wide. He couldn't reach little white dove waiting on the other side. In the moonlight He could see her throwing kisses across the way. Her little heart was beating faster, waiting there for her brave, a running bear. Love little white dove with a love big as the sky. Running bear, love little white dove with a love that couldn't die. Running bear, dove in the water. Little white dove did the same. And they swam out to each other through the swirling stream they came. As their hand touched and their lips met, the raging river pulled them down. Now they'll always be together in that happy hunting ground. Running bear, love little white dove with a love big as the sky. Running bear, love little white dove with a love that couldn't die.
Down in the back, I've got your answer for question 7 of hours 42 right now. Designer and owner of a prominent golf course honored a famous author who once lived nearby by naming the holes after elements and the title of one of his most famous books. What is the name of the golf course? That answer is Spyglass Hill. Once again, the answer to question 7 of hour 42, Spyglass Hill. On to the final question of hour 42. This is question 8. According to the sign on the front of the motel on the destination car's land float in the 2013 Tournament of Roses Parade, what is the name of the motel? Once again, question 8 of hour 42. According to the sign on the front of the motel on the destination car's land float in the 2013 Tournament of Roses Parade, what is the name of that motel?
Okay. Girl, I'm gonna find
Welcome back, trivia players. We are on the final question, question 8 of hour 42. Again, according to the sign on the front of the motel... Back down. I need all those phones back down, volunteers. Thank you so much. I have your answer to the final question, to the final question of hour 42, question 8. According to the sign on the front of the motel on the Destination Cars land float in the 2015 Tournament of Roses Parade, what is the name of that motel? That answer is Cozy Cone. Once again, the answer to question 8 of hour 42, Cozy Cone.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Point Nude Beach Summer Wheat Ale is back in season. Portessi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portessi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities. Vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable. Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today.
Good afternoon with 90FM News. I'm Dan the Waterman. Samuel L. Dogson, whose name is inspired by, you guessed it, Samuel L. Jackson, has all the confidence and no-nonsense attitude of his namesake. And while his hat and glasses do help drive home the persona, it's worth mentioning that a Huffington Post photo editor told us that the hat he was wearing in the photo was surely added in Photoshop. It's not exactly clear why this hat needed to be added, since even if a real hat didn't stay perfectly centered on Dogson's head, it would still have been better than a digitally added cranial accessory. Dogson is just one of the dogs who look like people who have burst onto the scene in recent months. Chi-Chi, a Pekingese and Poodle, who looks just like Steve Buscemi, made a name for himself last month after paparazzi snapped pictures of him doing some not-so-flattering things to a Dalmatian. I'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital on Highway 10 East, with over 30 years of care to pets and their owners. Our compassionate staff provides quality medicine and surgery to help you with all your small animal concerns. Now offering ultrasound. What's up, Doc?
In central Wisconsin weather, expect a scattered and wintry mix of snow and rain. It's 32 degrees outside, and I'll have the top five teams, the point values from Hour 41, and question one of Hour 43 of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hey, Doc, this is Cameron with 90FM. Would you like to do a Trivia Focus? All right. What is your team name?
We are in 37th place with 2,470 points. We came up with it when we decided.